So today's shiur, we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Yigat Levincha, the mitzvah of teaching your children the story of Mitzrayim. So let's begin with the Mishnah and Gemara Masachim, the source of this. Not really the source, it goes back to the Pesukim, but the source, at least in the Gemara. Number one, the Gemara Masachim, Daf Tezayim Ra'al, tells us that the Mishnah describes the whole Seder of Leil Pesach, and it says, Mazgalo Kosheni, we pour the second cup, the Kan HaBen Shol Aviven. This stage is where the son begins to ask his father the questions. V'im ein das b'ben aviv m'lamdo. And if the son doesn't know how to ask the questions, so the father's going to go ahead and teach him something. We'll see what that means later. We'll leave that for later on. He's going to teach him something. So what does he say? What are the questions he asks? Iman shana halayla. Zem mikol halaylos. And goes on to ask and recite the four questions that appears in our Haggadah. Slightly different to yourselves. But that's what the Mishnah goes on to tell us. Then towards the end of the Mishnah, it tells us, Ulefi dait el shel ben, according to the das, the capability of the son, aviv m'lamdo. He should teach him according to what he's capable of understanding. If he's smarter, he teaches him more. If he's more simple, he teaches him less. If he's younger versus older. So what do you do? So the Mishnah concludes, maschil b'gnus, m'sayim b'shvach. You start with the bad, you go on with the good. V'dorish arami ovidavi, ad sheyigmor kol ha'parsha kulo. You darshan the entire psuk, all the psukim related to Mitzrayim. Then the Gemara tells us, Tanur Rabbanan, Chacham Bino. Let's say your son is wise. So then Shoalo, he asks the question. Vim Eino Chacham, if he's not so wise, then Isho Shoalto, then his wife could ask the questions. Vim Lav, if his wife is either not capable or he has no wife, Hu Shoal Atmo, he can ask himself. Vafilu Shnei Tamidi Chachamim, Sheyodin B'halach Hilchos Pesach, Shoalin Zelazes. So this is the Gemara, that even two Tamidi Chachamim have to ask each other the discussion, the story of Mitzrayim. So what emerges from this Gemara are two important factors. One is that there seems to be a very strong emphasis on she'ela, asking. The beginning of the Mishnah tells us, Haben Shoal Aviv. And the Gemara tells us that the son asks, if not that, the wife asks, if not that, the Tamidicham ask each other. She'ela is a very strong emphasis on the mitzvah of Higat Levincha. That's number one. Number two is that the primary mitzvah seems to be on the son. The Gemara says, Chacham Beno Shoalo, if the son is capable, he asks the question. And if not, you go down the hierarchy to the wife, to himself, and to Tamid Chachamim. But the son is the ikar. Those are two things that emerge from this Gemara. The she'ela, the issue of she'ela, asking questions, and then the issue of the emphasis on the son. So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch number two, the Sefer HaChinuch says that it's not really true that there's a mitzvah on the son, per se. He tells us that the Saper B'inyan Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, read the bold only. He quotes the pasuk of V'yigat Levincha. V'yigat Levincha is the source of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But when it says Bincha, says the Chinuch, Lav Dafka Bino, it doesn't necessarily mean his son. Ella Afilu Im Kol Bria. Anyone who wants to listen to you can ask the questions. You could tell the story to them. Lav Dafka Bincha, but anyone. As opposed to the Rambam. The Rambam says there are two separate halachas here. We'll explain what the machlok is in just a moment. Rambam writes in Hilchos Chamitza Matzah, Perek Zayin, Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflaos, to describe all the great miracles we experienced in Mitzrayim. Shenemar, I'm reading to the bold again, Zechoras Yom Hazeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim, brings a different source in the Chinuch for the source of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a pasuk of Zechor. So what does Rambam do with V'Higat Levincha? The Chinuch used the pasuk V'Higat Levincha to teach us of the mitzvah of Sipur. The Rambam uses a different pasuk to teach me the mitzvah of Sipur. So what do you learn from the other pasuk of V'higat Levincha according to the Rambam? Says the Rambam in Halacha Beis, mitzvah lehodiyu levanim v'afilu lo shalu shenemar V'higat Levincha. There's a mitzvah, a unique mitzvah, to tell your children. So for the Rambam, there's two mitzvahs. One is to tell the story. Number two is to tell the story to your children. And that's learned out from V'higat Levincha. What comes out from this machlokas is, the Chinuch says you could tell anybody the mitzvah and be mekayem the mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, only your children. So since it's a shiur about she'elos, and I'm losing my voice a little bit, but I'll ask you guys what exactly is machlokas between the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch who thinks it's anyone, you can tell the story to anyone in the Mekan the mitzvah, and the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah on the children. I'm just getting a drink of water here, sorry.
Any suggestions? Whether or not there's a unique mitzvah to the son, like we were saying during the learning, maybe because of the tipa, that unique connection that is transmitted from a father to a son, so it's dafka only to the son, or maybe it's more the inyan is by the father saying it, no matter who he's saying it to, the father himself, just like davening, like Rebbe says, hemanti ki adaber, that the more I speak about something, the more I'm going to believe in it, that the opinion is really on the person himself to be ma'irer for himself, his emunah.
Right, I think that's exactly right. So the chinuch, to just say it further, he thinks a mitzvah is on the individual. Me, who I'm describing the sipur, the audience, the address is less important. Lav dafka bincha, it could be anybody who's the address. It's no different than birchas hagomel. When a person says a birchas hagomel to give hodat Hashem in the shul, there's no Indian of anyone in particular being there. I mean, there might be, you need some rabbanim, tamid chachamim who are there. But as long as there's a minyan, it doesn't make a difference who's listening. As long as I'm expressing my hodah in public. So the chinuch might be on the opinion that when you talk about Mitzrayim, it's about me appreciating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, describing the entire Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim and the Flaus, and the fact that there are more people who are there expresses this hodah even greater. As opposed to the Rambam, the emphasis is on the address, the children. Dafka teaching the children. That's the mitzvah, to teach the children, to pass on to them. So this is going to result in a number of nafkaminas, if that's true, if this machlok is true. Unless there are any other suggestions. I think that's the same exact thing, exactly the point. So that's a great way to say, great conceptual terms to use. That when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the chinuch, it's about Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing the nace, and it's less important who's listening, just like Hanukkah candles. When I light my Hanukkah candles, there's no din of who's passing by. It might be machlokas whether goyim are going to be yotzei Pirsumei Nisa by Neir's Hanukkah, but we don't really care which yid is walking by. As long as somebody walks by and sees my candles, I'm the kind of mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. Or it's particularly a mitzvah in chinuch that you have to teach your children the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a dafka din to the children, a din in chinuch. Now, this might be, if that's the case, if it's really a din in chinuch, there is no real source of chinuch in the Torah. There's a nitziv that says maybe based on Chagiga, there's a Rambam that talks about the mitzvah of bringing a lila regel. The mission beginning Chagiga talks about bring your child up, bring your son up to perform the mitzvah of a lila regel. The Rambam quotes a pasuk. I think the nitziv writes that might be a source in the Torah of chinuch. But other than that, there's no real source in the Torah. Maybe this could serve as a source. The Yigat Levincha might be a makor for chinuch midiraisa. That's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah in particular. So is that necessarily all other mitzvahs as well? So this is not necessarily Talmud Torah. This is a particular mitzvah. So you might say also maybe it's only this mitzvah miyuchad only, not necessarily across the board. But I think the Tziv writes based on the Rambam that you see from this case of a lila regel, it applies to all mitzvahs as well.
Say that what?
By Avraham Avinu. Then I said, Hashem loves Avraham Avinu. I know that he will transmit.
Right. So that's called the Matan Torah then, right? Yeah. So not necessarily going to be a source for chinuch. But there are a number of remazim to this concept. It's certainly a concept we have. The question is the real pasuk that directs it at a mitzvah chinuch midiraisa. So in light of this, is the mitzvah on the person speaking or is it the mitzvah on the children learning in chinuch? That's going to result in a number of nafkamina. So one is the Shulis v'Hanagos of Shurmach has an interesting case, which happens pretty often, that let's say Seder Leil Sheni, number four, Seder Leil Sheni Shemekayim Be'eretz Yisrael. Let's say you go to Eretz Yisrael, and the family lives in Chutz Lart, and they're going to visit the children who've made Aliyah, they live in Eretz Yisrael. So for the children living in Eretz Yisrael, they only keep one night. But the parents who are visiting from Chutz Lart, so they have to keep the second night. So is there a mitzvah for those parents to teach V'gat Levincha? Mitzad the children, there's no mitzvah for the children because it's the second day, it's a chol moed for them already. But mitzad the parents, if a mitzvah of chutz lart, they still have an active chiyuv of leil seder, of sipur yetzias mitzrayim, even on leil sheni. So the Shulchan Aruch Hanagos takes the approach that there are really two elements of the mitzvah. I'm not going to focus on the emun aspect, but with regards to the halacha of sipur yetzias mitzrayim, since there is no mitzvah on the son, on the second night of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, then the father would be pater as well from teaching their children. But if you were to say that the mitzvah is on the father themselves, so there should still be a chiv, since the father is mechayev to keep Leil Sheni, he's from Chutz Lart, he's chayev to keep the second night of Pesach, he would have to make sure his son stays home that night and teach his son the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if his son can't make it, he could talk to anybody else he wants, because the chinuch says lav dafka pincha, but the father still has the chiv of higat levincha on Leil Sheni. The same would happen also in Chutz Lart. If someone from Eretz Yisrael who made Aliyah is coming to Chutz Lart for the Yontif, he only keeps one night, and the second night he doesn't have to keep it, at least for Hesia he has to keep it, but Tzinnah he doesn't have to keep the Yontif, but the father has to keep the mitzvah of Leil Sheni and Chutz Lartz, same type of machlokas. If it's mitzad the father, so even Leil Sheni he would have to make his son stay home that night and teach him the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if it didn't, the son learning, the son has no mitzvah on Leil Sheni, even B'Chutz Lartz, since he is really made Aliyah already. And that's one nafkamina which brings out this machlokas, whether it's din in the father or din in the son. Rav Shmuel has another tshuva. He discusses a fascinating topic, which happens pretty often. That what happens when you have a seder, with a grandfather, the father, and the grandson, who's all there. And the grandfather's leading the seder, and he's sitting at the head of the table, and he's telling everybody the story of his Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the grandson's listening, and the father gets knocked out of the picture. He's there, but he's not speaking. It's the grandfather who's speaking everything. He's saying all the Divrei Torah and telling the grandchildren to ask the questions, and he's answering the questions. Where does the father fit into the situation? How does he mekayim this mitzvah? That's the Rav Shmuel Shaila he was asked. He throws out pretty interestingly, in parentheses, he says, maybe the whole Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a din in Talmud Torah. When it comes to Talmud Torah, there's a special, unique mitzvah of grandfathers teaching grandchildren. So this also would be another application of the din of a grandfather teaching Torah to a grandson. He's not so fond of that. That's probably why he put it into parentheses. But what he suggests in the end is that maybe the father could appoint the grandfather as a shliach. And the grandfather now is a shliach for the father to tell the story to the son. Now, there's a Gemara that talks about whether or not you could appoint a father as a shliach. In general, you can't have your father do things for you. But the Rav Shmuel suggests this anyways, that maybe it's possible, again, that the father appoints his own father, who's the grandfather, at the Seder, that if you just don't mind, I'm going to appoint you a shliach. Please pick up this piece of matzah for me. Drop it. You're now my shliach. And now you tell the rest of the story to the grandkids, and I'm a kind of mitzvah through you. That's Rav Shmuel's suggestion. Now, this would only be the case if there's a mitzvah on the father, that you would have to do shlichus. Right, if the mitzvah is on the son, the goal of the son having to learn, so it's not so much on the father. So in theory, anybody could teach the son the story Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, you don't have to be memaneh shliach to do this. As long as the son is getting it done, as long as he's getting it done to learn the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah has been accomplished. But if the mitzvah is that I have to know it, I've got to perform it, it's a mitzvah begufo, so I have to appoint the shliach to represent me as the father. So that's perhaps Rav Shmuel's understanding. Why do you have to appoint a shliach? Because I, as the father, I need to mekayim the mitzvah. I'm only mekayim the mitzvah if I appoint my father as the shliach. But Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks it's not about me. It's about the son having to learn. As long as the job gets done, I don't care who does it, as a shliach of mine or not a shliach of as mine, as long as the son gets the learning done, he's mekayim the mitzvah.
How do you get a mitzvah on the son from the Yigal to the Vincha? The Lashon doesn't really fit for a mitzvah on... It doesn't say, and the children should be... It says, Ve'agad to Limcha, you should teach your children. So it seems more that from the Pasuk, from the Lashon of the Pasuk, that it's a chiyuv on the fathers to teach the children, not the children to be taught.
It's a great question. Vigata does seem to emphasize your telling and Levincha as the address of it. But at the end of the day, that might be just describing the normal circumstances of the father's going to be teaching the son. But it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be defined in that way. You could still define it as emphasizing the Levincha part and less about the Vigata. Okay, now there's an interesting Emek Bracha. It's a well-known Emek Bracha, Talmud of the Brisker Rav, who tells us that before every Suda, the Brisker Rav used to make the following three announcements. Really one announcement, but three parts to the announcement. That the mitzvah of tonight, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is unique than the general mitzvah of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he describes, what are the three unique things about tonight, says the Brisker Rav, with the Emek Bracha quoting the Brisker Rav. He says, firstly, that on every other day of the year, there's a mitzvah to just remember to be Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tonight, on Leil Seder, he says, there's a mitzvah to ask b'derech sheila, question and answer form. That's how it has to be done. As we saw from the Gemara, there's a big emphasis on sheila. Number two, I'll just say the other two ones, even though they're not necessary now. Number two is that there's normally a mitzvah to simply mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but tonight there's a mitzvah to elaborate, to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the third one is that you all normally have to just mention it, but here, you could even explain, you're supposed to explain the reasons behind all the mitzvahs. So those are three unique aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Leil Seder. As opposed to the rest of the year, it's simply just mentioning, just remembering it. But one of the things he mentions are that you have to ask and teach your children B'Derech She'ela, asking questions and answers. And Rav Shmuel also, number seven, also highlights this idea that there's a mitzvah dafka through Derech She'ela V'Tshuva. And that's supported by the fact that we said in the Gemara, number 8, quotes the Gemara, that Kan Hamben Shoel Aviv, that the son asks the father questions. What happens im Ein Das Ben Aviv Mulamdo? If the son doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the intelligence yet to ask questions, so then the father's supposed to teach him. Teach him what? So at first glance, I asked someone before what they thought. So someone said, teach him how to ask questions. I would have said, Mlamdo meant to teach him the story. So you look through the Shonim, you're going to find this very machlokas. The Pnei Moshe, who's one of the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, number 10, what does it mean, Aviv Mlamdo? Lomar Manishtana. You teach him how to say the Manishtana. Like all our kids, when they go to the school in Yeshiva, they come back, they learn Manishtana. That's the mitzvah of the father, to make sure he can ask questions. The Shibboleth Leket says the same thing, but a little bit more elaborate. He says, number 11, She'eni yodei lishol es pa'at pasach lo. You open him up, she'nemar v'igat l'vincha, aselo pesach. Make him an opening, k'dei she'yovin v'yishol. Engage him so he can ask questions. Come out the tema, pasach pichal ilen. Open up his mouth. Give him the ability to ask questions. This is a lesson chinuch, one of the great teaching methods, not a chiddush, but to have the students and children ask questions. It's a way of teaching. It's a din chinuch, like Yirmi suggested. It's a din chinuch, teaching them how to ask questions. That's the goal. But according to the Sefer Kalba, one of the Rishonim, the Kolbo rather, the Kolbo writes, number 12, Sheyesh lanu lehodia el she'enim yodim. Those who don't know, doesn't say teach them how to ask questions. You tell them the story. As opposed to the Shibboleth Leket said, you teach them how to ask questions. It's a din chinuch. You're giving them skills, how to analyze. The Kolbo says, no, you're just teaching them stories. Tell them stories about this, but not teaching them skills, how to ask questions, how to learn, how to analyze. So that's big machlokas here. So I think this very machlokas is what we said before. If it's a din chinuch, so then one of the methods we teach them is how to ask questions, how to analyze. If it's a din of expressing pirsuma nisa, so then there's a din of just telling the story. That you need to get the story, explain the story. Whoever the address is, you are describing the great nisim and neflos HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So regardless of, you're not trying to teach them questions, you're teaching them the story, because it's about pirsum hanes. The question is in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be inconsistent, though. The Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah, if you read through number 13, I'm not going to read it all inside, but he makes no mention of she'ela at all. In fact, when he quotes at the end there of number 13, Im Haya Ben Gadol, the Chacham Modio. If the Chacham, you let him know, sorry, the first line, I apologize, the bold on top. Mitzvah Hodia Levanim Afilu Lo Shalu. Even those who don't know how to ask questions, you still are Modia to them. You still not teach them how to ask questions, but you teach them the story. So the Rambam, the inconsistency in the Rambam is, we said before, for the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to teach children. Dafka children, which we said was about chinuch. And if it's about chinuch, we want to say, what are you trying to teach the children? How to ask questions. She'ela, you're teaching them skills in chinuch. But the Rambam says, no, even though it's about teaching children dafka, he said you're telling them the modir, you're telling them the story, which we said was more about pirsum hanes. Yeah, so it's an easy answer. So what's the answer?
It doesn't have to be that way.
So it seems to be there's a big machlokas in chinuch. That's what it comes down to. The Rambam thinks it's all about chinuch, chinuch hanami. It's all about chinuch, teaching your children, but there are two methods how to teach. Do you teach skills, she'ela, questions, how to analyze, or do you teach knowledge? The Gemara Baba Basra says, when the child reaches the age of 6 or 7, you stuff them with information like an ox. Just stuff them. Just teach them, without any skills. Just teach them mishnayos and psukim, just to stuff them up. And that was Shita Saramam, perhaps. When the children don't know how to ask questions, just stuff them up, tell them the stories of Mitzrayim, anything you can. As opposed to the other Yishonim who said, you teach them skills. It's better to learn skills. It might connect to the Machlokas in general, which is greater, Bekiyas or Iyan? Okeharim or Sinai? The Gemara in the end of Horios, the Gemara in the end of Brachos talks about, is it better to learn Iyan, to be Okeharim, learn very much in depth, or better to have a broad perspective of everything in Sinai? So perhaps the Rambam L'shitaso, the way he is, the Mishnah Torah is, it's everything included. He thought it was a great achinuch to teach the information modia. The kid who doesn't want to ask questions, you teach him everything. Modio, not skills. You just teach him bikiyas. As opposed to the others, perhaps the, who was this? The Shibboleth Leket, I thought it's better to teach him the skills, how to ask questions, how to analyze. And with those skills, he could go on his own and go learn fighter. Maybe that's machlokas. But they're both of the opinion that the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a dinin chinuch. Okay. Now, there might be yet another approach in how to view Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Could be both. I mean, it could be that your job is to be able to analyze.
analyze what your kids are capable of, and it seems like the Seder has both. Right? It seems like they're drawing out questions, but at the same time, if your kids aren't drawing out questions, you have to teach them. So could it be that the goal of the head of the Seder is to be able to figure out who needs to be stuffed up and who needs to be skilled?
I think Lemaisa, you're probably right. Within Shitas Rambam alone, he makes no mention of Sheila. It doesn't seem to me that he's interested in that. Lemaisa, I think you're probably right. They're both true. Some people are Bekias people. Some people are Ian people. You have to know your child best what they're capable of. But you'll find...
What the Rambam means when he says Lefi, where your kid is.
Your children.
Right. But I understood that to mean Lefi Daito. Where's that line again about the children? Hakol Lefi Daito Shaben, the very last few words. That how much you could stuff him up with, how much he's capable of holding. But he makes no mention of Sheila, so that's why I have a hard time thinking the Rambam believes that. Lemaisa, I think you're right. You need both Bekias and Ian. You need some level of balance. Some people are more Ian people, some people are more Bekias people, but everyone needs both. Where the balance is depends what your inclinations are towards. Same thing with children.
He says, I feel a little Sheila. That's his lechachila, though.
Right, Yoni, isn't the Rambam saying that the bidyevet is only if the son is not asking? It almost seems like the Rambam is saying that the ikar is to pass down the mesorah of Yigat HaLevincha. The mesorah of Klal Yisrael is Sheilas and Shuvas. All our learning over the generations is through that. That's why there could even be a Havamina has to be a father or a son. Or even if you say by the grandfather, it's close to the Har Sinai. That's the whole mesorah of how we give over. And the ideal way is Sheila Tshuva. But if not, then you're just imparting information. Sounds like just a bit.
So if that were the case, the Rambam should have said, the one who doesn't know what a feel lo sha'alu, it should be teach him how to ask she'elos. He doesn't say to teach him how to ask questions. Normally the way it works is the son asks a question, so you answer him, because the conversation starts with a question. But the ikar isn't teaching him how to ask questions. The ikar is to teach him the knowledge, the facts.
Tell the story. Let's say the Hinuch is the art to the bed. But if you have other people sitting around you, like Asaba, Lomer, Huyab, to Hanechet and Nechet. That's the job of the father. And so, where is the Hinuch and where is the story to the other people? I not have the Hanech, other people in the Shulchan, only my son.
Right.
So, Efuha.
Right, so when the father and son are there, that's what the Rambam said, there are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of telling the story to anybody who's there. Right, not chinuch, exactly. Exactly, right. So halacha aleph is everyone at the table gets the mitzvah by... And halacha beis is the chinuch dafka to the son. That's the second halacha that's there. They're both there. Yeah.
So how would the Rambam understand the mitzvah? Is the Rambam saying that the normal way, right, the mission says... So is the Rambam saying that the normal, explain the Mishnah, that the normal way for the conversation to start is son asking?
Yeah, I guess something like that you have to say,
If that's it, that's why the Rambam says in the Lashon, feel like Sha'alu. It's already using the Mishnah, the term of the Mishnah.
Exactly.
The conversation doesn't start that way, but not that he's implying that Tachil is son to that.
Right. No, Shimi was saying that he thought for the Rambam, you should have to teach him how to ask questions. He would just say, obviously suggesting that, no, if you didn't ask questions, initially it starts with a question. The son doesn't know what's going on. Let me ask you a question. The father's going to answer. But the father doesn't answer back in teaching skills of questions. The Rambam never focuses on the father teaching the ability to analyze.
It could be that the Rambam holds that if the kid doesn't ask on his own, so then to artificially make him ask, then you're really still just feeding him the same information just through a fake question answer. But when he's really asking, which is lechachilah, what the Mishnah seems to be saying, that's the real way you're getting. But otherwise, then you got to just start giving the kid the information and skip that whole...
But if it was about questions, I would have thought that Rama would emphasize question answering, and he doesn't.
Saying that he doesn't need to emphasize it anymore, because it's a few little shells, so then, okay, just tell the kid, because you can't artificially make a kid ask.
But if he was,
it's not really wondering.
If it was such an important din, he would have explained it clear, as opposed to, I feel, even if the guy doesn't ask questions... Whoever said he has to ask questions in the first place. We never taught that anywhere. He didn't tell us that anywhere.
So then how does the Rambam explain the Gemara here in the beginning that if he's not a Chacham, then the wife should ask, and then if there's nobody around, you should ask yourself. And even to me, the Chacham, they should ask each other. Is that saying just also, again, the Derech Klal of asking?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For what purpose? For the first mitzvah of Zecher? Is that what that line the Gemara
exactly, right, exactly. Okay, so up until now we've discussed either it's a approach, it's about chinuch, or it's about pure sim hanes. The Parm Yafos has a fascinating approach to understanding Sipurei Tehillas Mitzrayim. It's neither one of them. It could be connected, of course. But number 15, the Parm Yafos writes that Masha Amar Ulman Tisaper Ba'azei Vincha Ven Vincha Hainu Shemichuyav Kol Echad Lehazir Livno Shu Yisaper Livno. There's a chiyuv to tell your child to make sure that he tells his child, and in order to continue the Mesorah, this legacy, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not about chinuch. It's not about pirsum neis. It's about passing on the Mesorah. And that's emphasized also by the Chuvas Hanhagos in number 16. He says, Ke'ein de'ayinu hafla b'kedushin de'mitzas ha'dot ha'mvnech l'v'nevnecha odif she'hasaba yilmod im ha'neched. It's best that the grandfather learn with the grandson. She'hamesorah krova yosef, because the grandfather's closer to Kabbalah Satorah. He has the Mesorah greater than the father does. It's best for him to teach it on to the grandson. There's dafka, a unique mitzvah for the grandfather to teach a grandson because it's about Mesorah. Not about chinuch. There's no mitzvah chinuch of the grandfather to the grandson. It's about Mesorah, and the grandfather carries the Mesorah. And Menachem said, told me that the only two places, I'm trusting you on this, the only two places in Chumash that you find Ben Bincha in the Torah are these two places, by Talmud Torah and by Sipurei Tehillas Mitzrayim. So it's all about the Mesorah, passing on the Mesorah of the Torah, passing on the Mesorah of Tehillas Mitzrayim. Now there's an interesting halacha, what about a daughter? Is there a mitzvah on the bas? So seemingly, and you could talk about connecting to these in Yonim we just mentioned before, if it's about chinuch, if it's about Pirsam Neis, about Mesorah. So one could question whether or not a daughter could be included in any of these. About Pirsam Neis, so the Chora, a Bas also could be an address to create more Pirsam Neis. If it's about Chinuch, so the Chora, a Bas is also included in Chinuch, but it's subject to a discussion, Tosas Yeshanim, and there's Gemara's about this, whether Gemara Nazir, about a Bas having a Chiv Chinuch on her as well. But the Chora's Bas is also included in Chinuch. If it's about Mesorah, one could question whether or not the Bas is the one supposed to hold on to the Mesorah. They have a different type of legacy that they pass on, but are they meant to be, maybe they do, I don't know, but are they meant to hold on to the Mesorah of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So there's only one place I found discussed this situation of Bas, maybe there are other Svarim, but the Shulchan Aruch number 17 is talking about that you have to make sure your children do not eat from the matzah that you're going to be eating that night. Make sure they don't eat that matzah on Erev Pesach, because it's going to ruin the Seder, for whatever the reasons there are. So Magen Avraham writes, don't forget, not only a katan, but also by a katana, even a katana also has to be warned not to eat matzah Erev Pesach. Why? Because it's going to ruin her Seder that night. And she's chayv also in all the mitzvahs Bilel Seder. So for that reason, she also has to refrain from eating any matzah Erev Pesach. So it's clear from this Magen Avraham that women and girls are also chayv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that very night. And one should make sure to teach her children as well the stories. Now in terms of Pesach, it's pretty straightforward. The Shulchan Aruch records pretty much how the Gemara says it. The poskim point out that there is a strong hakpada, says the Aruch HaShulchan, on dafka sheil of a tshuva, asking in question-answer form. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also talks about that the nusach of the Haggadah is what we should be going through. As a simple understanding, what exactly l'maisa, what do we have to do? What's the bare minimum for having to be mekayim the mitzvah of Higat Levincha? It's very simple. The children ask the questions of Manashana, and you answer back of Adam Hayinu, and you read to the Haggadah, that is the bare minimum, that is the mitzvah, your yotzei the mitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, that's what's kept in many of the Gedolim's houses. Those who were zocha to stay in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, so those who went to Nitiv Arya, some of them have the zechus of spending Seder with Rav Nevinzal. And apparently Rav Nevinzal's Seder, I've been told, is quite short. No pilpul, very straight to the point. He's yotzei the Seder, a couple of Divrei Torah here and there. It's pretty much the nusach of the Haggadah. That's what goes on there. There are others. I have the last Mar Machum in number 5. Rav Shurmach thought there might be a special din of being Mechadish dinim, Mechadish halachas, at the Seder table, depending on how old your kids are, whether that's appropriate or not, but yesh v'yesh. But l'maisa, to be yotzei the chiv, it seems to be simply just going through the Gada and engaging your children, that would be yotzei your chiv.
Yes. How much of the Haggadah, right? Because with your kids, you know, there's only so much you can go through before they start glazing over.
Right. I think simply the first paragraph of Adam Hayinu would be Yotze. That alone would be sufficient, I think. But
we pace up not tomorrow, the Tam
also, right.
Yeah. Right. Rabbi Yosef, you have to say at least that.
Right. The we say Kol Shomer, you know, Lo Yatzidecha Vasa, and the Chova is Pesach, is a super Yetzias Mitzvah.
So they're able to understand at their level those two basic concepts, that at the basic level you're Yotze, you got to the Mincha, and including your daughters.
Right. So at my table, what we do is, my Seder, is the kids stay for the beginning, Ma'an Shana, and then they do Havadim Hayinu, and some of the songs, and then we send them off on a scavenger hunt, and then they're busy, like a fun, educational, Mitzrayim-related scavenger hunt, and then they come back for all the Tamei Mitzvos. And that's what they do in my Seder. Maybe it's wrong, but that's what we do.
You didn't lock the doors because it's Pesach night.
Right. My kids are scared of the dark. One of the hints are hidden in the dining room. So in light of that, I'd like to go into discuss a very important inyan related to the Higat Levincha Leil Seder, about making it fun and an aspect of Chinuch. I would like to go through a very basic question that's asked in the Haggadah, to use that as a springboard to discuss the aspect of Chinuch at the Seder. And the question that follows, that many of them far from ask, why is Moshe Rabbeinu pretty much absent from the entire Haggadah, with the exception of one pasuk that they're using to bring a raya for Kriyas Yamsuf? Other than that, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned at all, which is a pella, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he orchestrated the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gra says, for that very reason, because one might think that since Moshe Rabbeinu did everything, you might forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and he was really the one who was orchestrating everything. So, lest anybody have such a havamina that Moshe Rabbeinu did this on his own, we rather not mention Moshe Rabbeinu the entire Haggadah and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik suggested something different. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, he brought down all the Nisim v'Niflaos with, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to go down in history as the Moshe Goaleinu. He went down in history as Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is more appropriate to be in Shavuos. Yes, he did everything. Shavuos, Sukkot, Mitzrayim, it's all connected. So Moshe Rabbeinu is more appropriately fitting in to Shavuos, where we receive the Torah. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the teacher. Pesach is about Moshe Goaleinu. We don't call Moshe Goaleinu, so there's no place for Moshe Rabbeinu in this context. So, Mechias Kvodo, as we just discussed here, the place Moshe Rabbeinu should be the most is where we teach at the Seder. It's all about teaching. Nowhere else, no other Yontif, is there an inyan of teaching. We learn about the four sons, teaching different sons different ways. Moshe Rabbeinu should be here more so than any other place. Shavuos, yes, we receive the Torah, but the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that Chati Lachem, Chati Lashem, different Yom and Tovim. You split the day up, eating and davening, eating and learning. But Shavuos is Kul Lachem. We don't even learn on Shavuos. You're not supposed to, according to the Gemara. You're supposed to just eat all day. There's no teaching, there's no learning that's going on. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't fit in there. Yes, we stay up all night to learn, but that's learning, not necessarily teaching. The only Yontif that I'm familiar with that we focus on teaching is Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, our teacher, should be here more so than anywhere else. So I think the idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara and the Dharm tells us that Ma ani bechinam afata bechinam. When it comes to talking about the halach of accepting money for teaching Torah, the Gemara tells us that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught bechinam for free, so too Moshe Rabbeinu has to teach, or any other melamin has to teach for free. So yes, Moshe Rabbeinu was a teacher, but just like the Gra said, we don't want anyone to think that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goaleinu, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also don't want him to think that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rabbeinu and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the real Rabbeinu. Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu was the real Mechanech. He's the real source. The halachas learned from him. So we don't want to mention Moshe Rabbeinu when we're learning all about Chinuch, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source. So what do we learn about Chinuch from Kadosh Baruch Hu? So I'm going to learn this through the different Gemaras related to Chinuch. Not quite Chinuch, but you'll see. There's an amazing Gemara in Nida. Reb Yirmiya asks an interesting question to Reb Zeira. And the Gemara says, after asking the question, Reb Zeira is... He brought Reb Zeira to this point of wanting to smile, almost laugh, but he held back. He didn't want to laugh. So Rashi says, why not? Reb Yirmiya tried really, really hard to get Reb Zeira to laugh a little bit. He didn't laugh. And Reb Zeira is machmir tveh. There's an issue for someone to have late tongue to laugh. Reb Zeira is very machmir. Not to laugh, not to smile. Reb Yirmiya tried to get him to crack a joke. Just smile, a little giggle here. He tried really hard. Now, to understand Reb Yirmiya, Reb Zeira, you have to get a little background here. Reb Yirmiya, if you look throughout Shas, you see Reb Yirmiya, he is always asking these very intriguing questions, oftentimes ending in a teiku with no answers. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us Reb Yirmiya was kicked out of the base medrash for asking these questions. Reb Zeir, on the other hand, he fled from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he was such a serious Rav, he fasted for 40 days. He wanted to forget all the Torah learning he did in Bavel, to have a clear mind to learn the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, which is a very important Gemara, how to understand the Torah of Eretz Yisrael versus the Torah of Bavel. But he fasted for 40 days to forget everything he learned in Bavel. So Reb Zeir is quite serious. Reb Yirmiyah is a little bit less. So the Chassam Sofer writes, perhaps that's why Kum Rabba v'shachar Reb Zeira. Rabba and Reb Zeira had that Purim Suda together. So Rabba shechted Reb Zeira. Why? So the Chassam Sofer explains, Rabba got Reb Zeira so drunk, and Rabba was so drunk, and Reb Zeira was very upset at Rabba for having a Purim like this, how much drinking and leitzanis here. Reb Zeira was so angry at Rabba. Rabba couldn't stand Reb Zeira's anger. He just killed him. This is Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira was very, very serious. Rabba, Reb Yirmiyah were a little bit more into leitzanis, in a good way, when it's appropriate. So if it's so serious not to have any leitzanis, Reb Zeira was so machmir on this, why is Reb Yirmiyah so mekel on this din? So the Aruch HaNer explains that he was makbid on having schok, the Divrei Torah. When it comes to Divrei Torah, it's important to have this. Ivdu as Hashem besimcha, and the Ein Yaakov quotes in the Gemara in Brachos, the schok le Divrei Torah shari. When it comes to Divrei Torah, these inyanim, jokes, are permitted. Now the same Rabba who shechted Reb Zeira is the same Rabba of the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Shabbos, who's told us that he always began his shiurim with a bedichusa, with a joke, a story, an anecdote of some sort. The same Rabba who shechted Reb Zeira always had a bedichusa to open up his shiurim. So this is something very important in general. You could see when you tell a story, when you're giving a shiur, and you suddenly tell a story, everyone wakens, everyone rises up, they open their eyes up, it changes everything. So Rabba was very makpid on having a b'tichusa. I think people who teach will say, I'm not that long of a teacher, but 20 years ago it was enough to have a story or two stories throughout the entire hour shiur. Nowadays they say every 15 minutes you need another story to awaken everybody. So in general there's certainly a big inyan of schok and somewhat of leitzanis in the proper way in the context of Torah to make it engaging. When it comes to Pesachim, when it comes to Leil Seder, there's a unique mitzvah. So the Gemara in Pesachim that tells us that they used to give out candies or nuts to the kids when they ask questions. And this is something I don't think people are really knowing, but it should be. We have a box of, my kids don't like nuts, but we have a box of candy. And when they ask questions, we give them candy out, the same idea. And the Gemara says that chotven mitzvah matzos b'leil Pesachim. Rabbi Lazar says you're supposed to be chotev matzos b'leil Pesachim. What does that mean? So big machlokes, what chotev matzos means. But the Meiri writes, Choltvin matzva, you grab the matzva, kolomar shemis askim ba derech hamaya v'chatzifa. Zemizeh, you play with each other, you play games with each other, kidei shishtashu hatinokos b'kach, to have a good time, to play games. So in my house, what we do is, we have family feud, we have scavenger hunt, we have other types of games, we make the grown-ups, we pass out these names of animals, and they have to start making animal noises. It's all been good fun with Kavadik, but we make them have animal noises during Arov and Dever, all these types of things. You have to sound like a dead cow and things like that to make it somewhat of a fun experience for the kids. And as discussing with Rebbe whether he thought this was appropriate to discuss, and Rebbe mentioned to me, as the kids are used to these in Yanim in their schools nowadays, in this generation, we have to also be able to have the same level of engagement as they experience in school in home as well. And we can't forget the fact that we're not only fathers and parents, we're also teachers. We can't forget that fact. I'll just share one story with you and conclude with this, that I went to parent-teacher conferences for my son. And I got there, and the Rebbe was an older Rebbe. So before I could even say Shalom Aleichem, he's like, so how's he at home? I'm like, how's he at home? I'm supposed to ask, how is he in school? So I tried to think positively. I said, he probably thinks they're one of the same. The school and the house, everything's one of the same. So I have to think the same way. What goes on in the house goes on in school. It's one and the same. I'm a father, I'm a teacher. He's a teacher, he's a father. It's one and the same. So with that in mind, hopefully we could have a very good Seder this year, with the kind of mitzvah in the best way. In Mirtz Hashem, we could have it together in Mitzvah, in Yerushalayim, basically that's in 2 weeks, in Mirtz Hashem. Go ahead. Exactly.
I think they already had him in yeah, Egypt. They had... There was something with you, a Pesach program. That's right. I really just want to follow up the beautiful shiur from Rabbi Levin, from Rabbi Yoni, with a practical horror. Mamish, exactly regarding this sugya. We didn't discuss before, but I knew what Rabbi Yoni was going to be learning with you. And the question that I'm always being asked is about regarding the age of the children. What's age appropriate? We didn't really go into that right now. As far as the age is concerned, and what are we supposed to be talking about with different children? And it's hard, the different kids at different ages that are at the table. So the mitzvahs asay of Sipur Yetzias Yisrael that we were just discussing does not depend upon age. It doesn't depend upon age. In other words, it's not the gil, the usual discussion we have as far as chinuch for mitzvahs are concerned. There we have a discussion. 7, 8, 9. There are certain standards that we find. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Avad Yosef, Zechvan Olavracha, discuss the different standards of what's an appropriate time to be mechanech lemitzvahs, to prepare for mitzvahs. When it comes to the lil haseder, we see that the mitzvah is to be mechanech even little children, even small children, because the whole gedder of the mitzvah of vihigadata, from what we see in the Torah and what Rabbi Levin was discussing of B'derech Shela and Shuva, and the Chuvas HaRash actually discusses this, is since the Torah is V'hayiki Yish'olcha bin Chalaymar, V'mal Chalaymar, so we see that when you have a child that's Ein Yodea Lishol, the four sons are not just a story, it's telling us, we're learning halacha from the four sons. So when the Torah when we see in the Haggadah that there's a child that's Ein Yodea Lishol, we have a child that's a Tam, so the poskim explain, that's in the Ramah, in the Magen Avraham, in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan, all of the poskim explain that regarding Leil Pesach, the gedder is not the regular gedder of mitzvahs chinuch. It's even if it's an Ein Yodea Lishol, even if it's a child that doesn't know to ask. So there we have a special halacha by Leil Pesach, v'atzachlo. Normally when it comes to chinuch, we're dealing with a basic something to work with, a child that has some awareness or some understanding. Here, it's even if it's Ein Yodea Lishol. So what is this standard? Is there any gedder at all? So what we find in the poskim is here, it's Katan Hayodea Mashim Esaprim Lo. The basic gedder of the mitzvah of Higadata is Katan Hayodea Mashim Esaprim Lo. If a child is old enough to understand, when you tell the child the story of Yetzias Yisrael, is he old enough to understand? And that's why, going back actually one of the sources in Shulchan Aruch that we saw before, that's why the Ramah brings down the question of what about a little child having matzah on Erev Pesach? This comes up. Having matzah on Erev Pesach. I'm not talking about egg matzah. I'm talking about having matzah on Erev Pesach, a little child. So the pashtus in the Ramah is that if a child is so little that he doesn't understand anything about it, he's a little pitzel that doesn't understand anything about Pesach, he's inside, and he wants to have a piece of matzah, since by that tiny child there's no inyan of bavruzeh, we're not getting him ready for the night that he's going to understand when we say bavruzeh, that because of this, and to explain to him what's matzah, what's mor, what happened to Mitzrayim, he's a little kid, he doesn't understand any of this. So when you look in the Ramah, in the Magen Avraham, so the pashtus is that child would be allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach because there's no inyan of bavruzeh. Because the whole problem of giving matzah to the child Erev Pesach would it's not just a matter of the appetite, it's a matter of it's tied together with the story and making the story more engaging and more significant. And this child is so small, there's no meaning to Bavarazah. Therefore the Ramah paskins that Abazari, there's no reason that he shouldn't have matzah on Erev Pesach. There's no problem with having matzah Erev Pesach. Now according to this, when we say that we have it, when we talk about it, there being a child that's Ein Yodea Lishol, the meaning is that even though he doesn't have that level of understanding to begin with the question, to begin by asking, nevertheless, we're still talking about a child that if we do carry out at psachlo, in other words, if we talk to this child, not a pitzela, a child that's a little bit older. So even though this child might not think of questions and might not know to ask questions, but if the child already is in that category of understanding of understanding what we talk to the child about, so then lechayra, that's already then we're talking about the mitzvah of v'higadat l'bincha. The Shlach Kaddish says something fascinating. The Shlach Kaddish says that it's a mitzvah to even bring ktanei ktanim, even the smallest children. His lashon is Odam Yonkim Mishtei Imam, even babies who are still being nursed. the Shloah says that we should try to bring them to the Seder. Why? So the Shloah says, because even little babies that were being nursed, Chazal tell us that by Kriyas Yamsuf, they also pointed, they also had an awakening. They also had some understanding on some level that they absorbed that experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Chazal said that every little baby, even the babies that were being nursed, pointed and said, Zeh Keli Van Veyu. So the Shloah says a fascinating thing that one should try, of course, unless it stares everything at the Seder. But the Shloah says that one should try to keep even the smallest ones awake. And that's why he says that we find that the Minhag Yisrael is to even teach little ones to say Ma'anishtana, to somehow have some participation in the Seder, because that's a chelik of what took place when we left Mitzrayim, where even little babies, even the smallest ones, felt that there was something that changed, something that happened. Now we move on to an older age. So far we're talking about very, very little ones that don't understand anything. Currently, there's no mitzvah there of Higad Levincha. When they're very little, don't understand anything. It's when it's Yodeh Mashem Esaprim Lo. That's the first level. Yodeh Mashem Esaprim Lo. Even if it's somebody that's En Yodeh Lishol, we talk, we tell stories, we try to engage. It's already Yodeh Mashem Esaprim Lo. Then when we get older, when the children get ready to the next level, when they get a little bit older, so when a child reaches the age of chinuch, again, this varies from child to child, but we're talking about somebody that already learned something. The children nowadays, they come to the Seder, they prepare them in school, they spend this whole time, they're not going to talk to them about Vayikra because the teachers don't know what's going on in Vayikra. So the children are coming with tremendous, tremendous pekulach. They come with huge pekulach to the Seder, and it's v'higad l'avicha. It's not v'higad l'avincha. The children are coming in. The Kanaan Har, they're a bunch of kids, and they're coming, and they worked hard, and they're all excited, and they have all their things that they want to say. But you try to tell them to divide up over the entire Yontif and Shams Chol Hamoed and last days and so on, and Svias Omer and Shuas. We could talk about some of these things. But when a child already has reached the age of chinuch, so then it's important to understand, when you look in the poskim, what comes out very clearly, and Rabbi Levin was talking about this, there are really two things going on. There is the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam says very clearly in his pashas like that in the Mishnah and the Gemara, is that even if a person, lo alein, was sitting by himself, there's nobody there. There's a mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, that's an obligation that a Jew has himself to remember and to think from the Levant Tisker, from other psukim that the Rishonim bring, to remember on his own. Therefore, the pashas is that milvad chiv ha'av, besides the chiv of a father, of Vihigad Levincha, the question of the grandfather that we spoke about. Besides that, the father has an obligation that is the same with all mitzvahs. When the child's going to be older, he's going to have to sit in the sukkah, he's going to have to bench lulav, he's going to have to do all the mitzvahs. And that therefore there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Whatever the makor of that is, there's a mitzvah of chinuch, midrabanan. There's a mitzvah of chinuch. So over here, besides the din of Vihigad Levincha, there's also a mitzvah to mechanech the child, because one day he's going to be bar mitzvah, he's going to be an adult, and he's going to have to give him the kind of mitzvah of what? Of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not just like we were learning before to tell over to the next generation, like the Haflah, like the Panim Yafos was talking about, but he has his own mitzvah of Laman Tizkar, of remembering, of knowing what happened. Therefore, besides the halacha of Higad Lebincha, there's another chiv to be mechanech the children, from the time that Shehigiyu Lechinuch, now we're talking about already an older age, not little ones. Not there, and so now we're moving beyond the level of just Yodeh Mashem Esaprim Lo, that's stage one. We're going beyond Yodeh Mashem Esaprim Lo, or At Psach Lo, then Yodeh Lishol, the Tam, and just that it's old enough to understand what we say. Now we're moving to the age of Chinuch. Again, it's different with different children. But let's say we're talking about already 7, 8, 9 years old, where these children already have heard stuff in school. They know things. They have reached the age of chinuch. The same way that I'm obligated to mechanichim to try to get this kid to bench lulav, and a mechanichim to sit in a sukkah and to eat a piece of matzah, I'm chayv to teach him also that he should say the Haggadah, that he should know how to say the Haggadah, to teach the child to say the Haggadah. There's an interesting thing that we find in the Rav Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tov Ayin Beis Sif Chaf Hey, here the Rav writes, "V'afak tanim chayv avim lechanchem b'mitzvus." The Rav is talking about the mitzvah of being mechanech the child, the mitzvus of Leil Seder. "V'afak tanim chayv avim lechanchem b'mitzvus lahashkosam kosos ala Seder." that they should drink as if they can to drink the kosos, at least the minimum shiur to try that they should drink. Im kvar higiu lechinuch, im kvar higiu lechinuch, they've already reached that age of, if they've already reached the age of chinuch. And then he says, v'gam yesh behen das lehoven mashu mesapel hem yitzis mitzrayim ba'amiris ha'agoda, v'lechein roi lechancham lishmoa ha'agoda sh'omrim al kos sheini, v'lechein chayv lechancham lishmoa birchas ha'mozen sh'omrim al kos lishi, u'gmar ha'halel v'halel ha'agoda v'nishma sh'omrim al kos revi. What's fascinating here is that I emphasize which word? Lishmoa. But the Balatanya, Lubatani is telling us the mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch, when it comes to a, when it comes to a lulav, you give him a lulav. When it comes to sukkah, you sit him in the sukkah. When it comes to haggadah, you would think that the Tanya would have said that you teach him to recite the haggadah. You teach him, you give him a haggadah, and you teach him to recite the haggadah. He says, "V'lachen roi lechanchem lishmoa." It's proper to teach them to be able to listen to the haggadah. Now, to listen to the haggadah, it sounds like we're talking about the usual thing in halacha, where you find where there's a kavanas mashmiya, a kavanas shomeya, where somebody is saying something to be mostly someone else. So it's interesting how the Tanya doesn't talk about teaching him to say the Haggadah himself, rather to listen to the Haggadah. But I think that it's the Rav Lashit also, because later on in Tuf Ayin Gimel in Chav Dalid, see here he says Kol Dvarim Elu Dahainu Hamatzis V'Hamor V'Charoisis V'Shnei Tavshilin. So the Tani is of the opinion that the Ka'orah is for the Balabais, Misha Omer HaGadah, the one who is saying the Haggadah. Aval Bnei HaBayis, Shehen Yodzin, B'Shmiya Mibal HaBayis. However, the Bnei HaBayis, everybody else that's at the table, the Tani says, Bnei HaBayis, Shehen Yodzin, B'Shmiya Mibal HaBayis. They're Yodzai by listening to the Balabais saying the Haggadah. The pashtus is that it's Shomea Ka'ona. This is the discussion we find in many of the poskim by Lel, the Briskarov, and Ramesha all talk about the din of Shomea Ka'ona by the Lel Seder. Does everybody have to say the Haggadah? Or is it only the Balabais that's leading the Seder and everybody else listens? There are different menhagim in different homes. But the Balatani Lashit also holds that the Iker is that the Balabais should say the Haggadah and translate it and explain the Chassam Sofer is very, very makbid, a lot of the poskim, to translate it and to explain the Haggadah. And there Yotzei B'Shmim V'Alabayis. And he says, Shekein Nochon Lasos Mishum what? B'Rov Am Hadras Melech. So the Tanya is of the view that B'Rov Am Hadras Melech tells us that the Ikur is that the rest of the household listened to the Balabayis. According to the Tanya, therefore, when the mitzvah of chinuch is not performed by showing the son, teaching the children, the boy and the girl, to say the Haggadah, but teaching them that they should pay attention to listen to the Haggadah. Obviously, if a parent sees that the child doesn't have gedult to do that, doesn't have the zitzfleish, the patience to sit around and to listen to the whole Haggadah, so then what to say, according to the minhag of most of Klal Yisrael, is not like what the Baal Tanya says. I think by many Sfardim, just the Baal Abayis says the Haggadah, and the others are listening. And there are others who have that custom as well. By most Ashkenazim, the minhag is for everybody who has reached the age of chinuch to try to say the Haggadah. But obviously, if a child does not have the patience to sit around and say the Haggadah, then at least what the Tanya is saying, for sure that we should try to see to it that the children listen and we explain, and that they could be Yodzei through listening to the parents to be able to be Yodzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchak and Sarayim. Not v'higad the levincha. V'higad levincha is vis-a-vis a parent vis-a-vis a child. Here we're talking about being mechanech the children to be able to say the story themselves. So either it takes place through speaking or takes place through listening. Now finally, the last phase of chinuch is much more interesting and a bit more of a controversy. When the child is already grown up, what happens if you have a child that's already is a yeshiva bacha and he knows more than you? He knows more than you. He already knows a lot. not just because he's prepared some cute things in school, because he's a Talmud Chacham Yetzer Hashem, and he has learned it in yeshiva, and he knows a lot. So this is a very interesting question. It goes back to what Rabbi Levin was discussing. If a chlal, is it a mitzvah in Talmud Torah? Is there something on Leil Pesach beyond Talmud Torah? Because when it comes to mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the pashtus in the poskim is that that's an ongoing ongoing responsibility of a father, that even beyond the age of katnus and gadlus, as long as the father and son are able to be together, there is an inyan of the father teaching his son. In this situation, when you have, where the son is already a Talmud Chacham, is there a mitzvah lahodiyo? Is there still a mitzvah? What is he being modiyah him? Anything he says, the father tells the kids, and the kid says, yeah, it's a beferish, machloikis, and the father says, like the father is looking like in the art school, Haggadah, and this kid is like holding by who knows what, and the father says, and there's a beautiful fart, he says, oh, it's chan alta maisa, and the father, so it's interesting. I saw at home, I think we have here, I remember buying it here for the shul. I don't know if it's still here. A lot of things are not here anymore. But the Tshuvas Lahiris Nosson, one of the great poskim of our generation, Rav Nosson Gishtet, Nizachar Levracha. So in Chelek Tes, Simon Yud Aleph, he talks about this. It's interesting. There is a Tshuva from the Hisoris Tshuva, it was one of the Talmidim of the Night of Yehuda. He holds that once the child is already bar mitzvah, is bar mitzvah, and he's learning on his own, this Eretz Tshuva holds that there's no longer a halacha, there's no longer responsibility of Vigad Levincha. There's no longer Vigad Levincha. That's what he holds. It's really a das yachid. I haven't seen that in other places, but the Eretz Tshuva definitely says that. But Rav Sternbuch and Chelik Beis and Laharis Nosson, Rav Gestetner, and the Stipler, and many say that's not true. That there's an ongoing responsibility regardless of how old the child is and regardless of how brilliant the son is. But Rav Gestetner says it's incumbent upon the father to try to prepare something that even his Talmud Chacham of his son won't know. Because since the din is Lahodiyah, Rav Gestetner says, Lahodiyah means to not just to repeat, it means a chiddush. It means to be mechadish something that the child perhaps doesn't know. So this is, even if the child is beyond bar mitzvah, and even if the child is already a Talmud Chacham, Rav Gestetner says there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Yigad Levincha. This is beyond the chinuch. This is a mitzvah of Yigad Levincha. And therefore, every father should begin already now, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we should already begin to prepare different Torahs, different things. Again, not pilpulim, but different ways of explaining and teaching the older children that they should hear something from a father. Again, it's not a matter of impressing, it's to fulfill the responsibility of being modia, of lahodia, of letting them know and teaching them something that they don't know, that there should be something which is mechudish. No, in the schus of our being the kind, the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach, we should be zeichah for the chiddush of kimeit seischem erin itzayim erin in the flows of the glashna v'amitis mehbi amino amein v'amein.
Just as a public service announcement, next week we are not having our Sunday morning program, and then we're off for.